Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from Bambi to the World Wide Web, Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is here with me this afternoon to look back at some of the big pop culture moments in this week in history. How are you?
I'm very well. Some very exciting things this week.
Yeah, well, the first one, considering the business that we're in, is of huge significance.
Yeah, somewhat relatable. Let's go back 104 years, 20th of August, 1920. The first commercial radio station began in Detroit in the USA. So I guess before this, look, there was radio, but it was more in the form of newspaper broadcasts. That's how they treated radio. It was kind of informative. Then World War One hit and that kind of stopped all broadcasting. However, after World War One, DeForest, this guy, he came up with the idea of broadcasting music as well as news and getting on to local businesses to promote their business and what's going on. And this was the beginning of the first commercial radio station in Detroit 104 years ago.
104 years ago. Now, the first, of course, commercial radio here, well, it effectively would have started up as kind of pirate radio, really, you know, before it officially launched. So these weren't pirate radio stations
in
Detroit.
These were newspapers who started broadcasting their news information across the airwaves.
Right, amazing. This is one I think a lot will remember.
Walt Disney, the world's greatest storyteller, brings the world's greatest love story to the screen. Bambi. The story that proves that love can be loaded with laughs.
Well, what's the matter with them?
They're Twitterpated.
Twitterpated?
Yes.
This was an adorable Disney movie.
Well, adorable, but also heartbreaking.
It's absolutely, no, but it was so tragic.
Very tragic, yeah. All the same. I loved the old school trailers for the movie as well. That big American voiceover and lovely little Bambi. But that's where we're going back. 82 years, the 21st of August, 1942.
When Sorry, what?
82 years.
That's not the Bambi I remember.
Well, no, it's not the Bambi you remember. And we'll get to that because the first Bambi was released this week, 82 years ago. That was in theatres. It was released based off Felix Salten's novel, which was Bambi, A Life in the Woods. Now, this is where we go. So Bambi was re-released in 1947, re-released in 57, 66, 75, 82 and 88, as well as 2011 and 2017. So Bambi has come through the years. However, Bambi's always been there, as well as Trumper and Flower and the Works.
Why were there so many remakes of it?
I've no idea. But well, I know the first one kind of flopped. They lost money on the first release. People weren't a fan of it. And a lot of people in America particularly, hunting licenses fell dramatically. So to get a hunting license so you could go out and shoot wildlife, licenses fell massively over in America. And there was massive backlash over that. So yeah, Bambi has been released time and time again.
It is a very sad movie. Particularly for a young, I'm trying to think what age I was when I watched it. That it mustn't have been, that it wouldn't have been the 2011.
Not in 1942 anyway.
Definitely not. Now, I don't think this is an overstatement to say that this definitely changed all of our lives.
A sound that will haunt us forever.
I know.
I remember we used to have to pull out the telephone wire and through the house run a big long cable from the computer and plug it in. So you weren't able to take calls or take internet. But let's go back 33 years, 23rd of August, 1991, when the information superhighway came into our lives.
The World Wide Web.
Timothy John Berners-Lee, he was the guy who invented this, and it kind of started as a way to share information and files within his organisation. They were sharing a lot of files and they were working together, and he came up with this invention so they could share files. From there, it was released to the whole internet on the 23rd of August, 1991, so 33 years ago. It was kind of started off for academics and journals and science reasons. However, it grew and grew and grew, and it's the World Wide Web as we know it now, with 2 billion websites on the internet.
How did we live beforehand?
With encyclopedias.
Before 1991 and phone books and, you know, the little yellow directory and the encyclopedia and everything else that you used to have in your house.
But it was going down to the library, get your library card, don't forget it, take out your book for a few days so you could learn all about the world.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, an interesting one. Let's go back 51 years now and let's go to Stockholm, the 23rd of August 1973. And this is when the Stockholm Syndrome phrase was coined. So it was a bank heist. There was a convict who was on parole and he went into one of the biggest banks in Stockholm, Sweden, and held four employees as hostages. Now, this hostage situation went on for 6 days, and afterwards, none of them would testify against the criminal. So they brought in criminologists and psychiatrists and the works. And so the phrase Stockholm Syndrome was coined because...
That's where it came from.
They kind of had some sympathy towards their captor.
So that was the 23rd of August, 1973.
Yeah, 51 years ago.
The other thing you're going to throw us back to, some of the tunes, the number ones, yes, in this week in history.
My favourite part. I love getting to play some bizarre songs on News Talk.
What have we got?
Well, let's go back. We'll start off with the Irish number one, and it was this on the 22nd of August. So I'm never gonna dance
again the way I danced with you. So that was the number one.
On the 22nd of August.
August.
In Ireland.
Ireland in, it's definitely 80s and it's early 80s, but I don't know what year.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's like 82 or 83, but it's got to be the early 80s.
You weren't far off. 1984, 40 Yay! Years is
oh,
where
it's
we're going back.
40 years, 40 yes. years ago, Careless yeah, yeah. Whisper was the number one in Ireland.
So it was released as the second single on Wham's studio album. However, it was, I guess, solely credited to George Michael, this side of the world. However, when you go to America, yeah. it was George and Andrew who got okay. the credit for it. But yeah, a very popular song, 11 million copies sold around the world. And it's kind of making a bit of a...
It's a great tune.
On social media for some reason. I guess the saxophone vibes is, yeah, making it popular again. But it is a banger.
So Careless Whisper was number one here. This was number one in the UK. That's such a great tune as well.
Such a cheesy banger, but it's great.
Yeah, so that was number one this week. I absolutely haven't a clue when that was released.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like, could be the 60s, could be the 70s. Maybe it's the 80s. I haven't a notion. I'm just going to guess 78, but I haven't a breeze.
No, that version there is the 1990 version. It was Timmy Mallett. Bomb Ballerina, produced by Andrew Lloyd Webber, but that wasn't the original version. We have to go back to 1960s. Brian Hyland was the original
That's
version.
Close.
Yeah, kind of with wow. the original. However, this week that song was number one. That version.
And in the US, this was number one. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be. Black Eyed Peas. Mm. I got a feeling. This was definitely out when I was in college. I can't remember if I was doing my undergrad now or where I was in college, but this was definitely a tune that I remember from CPs in Galway.
Okay.
Of a Monday, Wednesday, potentially Thursday night, Kieran. So it has to be like 2004, 2005, I'd say.
No, this week in August 2009, that was number one in the
what?
US. Yeah, 15 years ago, the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, a nice banger.
So I was finished college when it came out.
There you go.
That's usually how I try to remember most of these things. Where I was.
Base
so it wasn't,
off college.
I didn't hear that in CPs at all. I've just no. totally made that up.
Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant. Kieran O'Connor, of course, from 98FM. Thanks a million,
Thank
Kieran,
you.
For joining us here on Lunchtime Live for Throwback Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.